What it do, man? It's your boy Trade on the track. Shout out to my motherfucking label, Civil Back ENT. Hottest producer slash artist in Scotland County. Shout out to Cal 229. BJ the best. We in here. Turn up. Let's go.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up. Fell down 9, got back up 10. Took some me and lost some, overdue for a win. Might be and never break, stay real, never fake. Never been a yes man, I started a debate. See the love and the hate, little bullets to the weight. Never been greedy with my niggas, shed my plate. Burn bridges with leeches, take them out too fake. Better stay to myself, y'all niggas too fake. You and pussy match like goldfish. Got old homeboys that owe me money. Chicks say I act funny, they didn't want me while I was bummy. Days I couldn't forget when I struggled to feed my stomach. Said the game gave them a real deal and they ain't want it. Been played more than Xbox, harassed by cops. Thank God I got a waist that's allowed in my side. Slap box, my nigga in the middle of the street.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
If you haven't changed, where's evolution? Mind filled with pollution, we've been disillusioned. The conclusion, glory I'm assuming. Thinking in my bot, whose shit's been ruined. A lot of thoughts in my mind been ruined. Like am I just looming, and life's an illusion. The world cold, red is June or December. Often reflecting on when times were simpler. Let me paint an ill picture that I hit to touch your liver. A cinematic scheme is why I deliver. My reels are too real, the film can make you quiver. I consider every time I touch the mic a highlight. My skills is tight, the bomb like dynamite. I had these little devils spinning around, fleeing, trying to penetrate the ground. Until the curtain closed, I'ma put it down. Cause my existence is profound. Elite MC, the vocab crisp. I toss weak niggas like a frisbee. Who that on the track talking smack? The bees he who melt the wax. Nigga, Fred Black. My whole life have been rough, but still I keep my chin up, never giving up.
Fall down, you better get back up. Fall down, you better get back up.
Nigga, you just try to shine on me in front of them bitches.
What bitches?
Whatever them bitches.
Some
like,
clerks?
Bitches. This nigga just like, they bitches, they females.
Trying to
shine. Fuck you.
Man, you don't even know what you're talking about. I never called a motherfucker.
I just said that shit. Fuck you and them bitches.
It is what it is, Tisha.
Yeah, so what the fuck? Fuck
you. You need to really relax, man. You're doing too much. And you always do too much.
I need to leave your punk ass alone.
First of all, if I was a punk ass, baby, you wouldn't fuck with me.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop fucking with you.
But guess what? This is the last time this punk ass gonna be a punk ass.
Alright, so this is the last time.
So go ahead and endorse.
Take me to my mama's house, I'll give you the money.
I ain't your enemy, baby.
Fuck you
are,
nigga, cause
nah.
You get money, you ain't got my back.
Nah,
When I get money, it's already in your pocket.
Alright,
chief. Yeah, alright. You be talking all that shit. Where the fuck? You be lying. You a fucking capping ass nigga.
Man, fuck know you, what? Nigga. You know what? If I cap, I sealed it.
Sealed your cap. Sealed that cap.
Yeah, it's sealed.
To the same bitches it's that you sealed. Was just trying to shine in front of. Fuck you and fuck them like I told them because I whooped their ass.
Only
like I
fight
you and
you
might whoop
shit,
mine, but
you?
Fuck you too.
I'm not worried about nobody else, baby.
Man, fuck you.
Damn. I don't want nobody else.
I know you ain't gentle.
So what the fuck if we got going on? Whatever you got going on. Whatever you think that I got going on, I just want you to understand.
I gotta do all this shit, nigga. I gotta bust my ass.
You gotta do what? What you gotta do? What you gotta do?
Whatever the fuck you ain't doing. As a man, what the fuck is you? Nigga.
What the fuck am I? What the fuck am I? Trying to goddamn make some sense out of the goddamn dumb shit, nigga. Cause every goddamn time I take my money, nigga, you take that goddamn. Shut up, Tisha. You better shut the fuck up.
Where your money at? Finish your sentence. Where your money at? Motherfucker.
Not goddamn attaining my own. Not obtaining my own.
You asked me to give it to
doing
you.
Doing everything you want to do, and you don't even know what the fuck you want to do.
And I got to fucking lay my
ass
at a hotel
in the goddamn
the
wind.
That's
where my
fuck
money
you,
going.
Child.
To the wind.
Fuck you now. To the wind now. Now to the wind. Nobody ass, nothing ass, bitch. You just shine on me.
Are you serious? You really got a Mexican fat ass Mexican girl
and another bitch. You just shining on me.
Really?
Bitch. Fuck you, nigga.
You so
just
insecure.
Did that shit and you shut the fuck up, bitch. You hit me in front of them. You fucking lame. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Man, that's why I said now I'm ready to fight, bitch. Fuck you. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'll fight your ass. I don't give a fuck. Let me go get my shit. Don't
move, cause
my beard right here.
So she on some shit like, oh, she going to your spot.
Go to my spot.
That what she say?
Says
she going to your spot, like the renter, like rent something or whatever. I'm like, yo, okay, whatever. At the end of the day, I done talked to my friend, and my friend like, all right. I talk to y'all when I get there. You know what I'm saying? He stay down there on Tennessee. You feel me?
Right.
My thing is, I don't want to involve you. I just want you to be clear what's going on. And I know you probably kind of have to see it.
Yeah.
At this point in time.
Right.
It matters to me no less. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a game that's being played, and if someone's gonna play it, I'm gonna play too. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna play it. You know what I'm saying? And like she like, oh, I don't know where my clothes at. And they clothes in the car. You did like, you probably told her that all that. Get the shit out of my car and all that. But she ain't gonna listen to shit. She don't never listen to shit.
Everybody,
fuck, she can't stay at her mama and daddy house.
You can't stay at your mama and daddy house.
That's what my daddy said. You a problem. And then, now, early, we on the bus. We got to check our time at 12 o'clock. We get on the bus, get a little sip. You know what I'm saying? Come back, we roll back around. I left her ass right there at Walmart. You can call your mama or your daddy, or you can get back on and ride it again. I'm not about to go through that trip again. I left, went to my brother's house. This motherfucker come popping up just now a few minutes ago. My brother already like, man, you know she coming. I can't deal with that. I got problems already going on. My light bill is $700 and I'm like, oh, shit. Then you come pop up.
Especially fucking up everywhere you got. Huh?
Yeah, everywhere. My daddy house, my brother house, anywhere she know I'm at. She coming. And then when she destroyed, she gone. And just as soon as I leave, then what she gonna do? I ain't got no phone no more, so she can't call me. That's gonna kill her. You, that fucking another bitch. Stop playing with me now.
Stop doing drugs or
no, and it's drinking. I'm gonna tell you that. She do more drugs than a little bit. That powder, a monster. But alcohol, that shit take what she really, really think and evolve that shit into the shit that's reality. Look at her. Cause her mama out, daddy out. Look. They like, that's Charles in the car. Gonna cuss they ass out.
I'm not that sport, bro.
No. Military brand. Rape by uncles and all types. You know what I'm saying? You know, just been real. And I've been here since all that. You know what I'm saying? Been with her for going on 4 years.
End of the day.
They don't want me around her.
But you don't got no problem. I ain't got none.
Me and my daddy be looking at me like, bitch, I don't charge you no rent just to come through and chill. Cause I cook, clean, nigga, I'm straight. This car down here take me to work if I had got, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, only thing it is she is a problem. Like, I start looking at all these fat booty, light skinned bitches and goddamn little petite, goddamn little black bitches and all this shit. Like, man, you can have that, bro. Young, on they shit, really don't need your time, but just want your space. You know what I'm saying? You go about your business, they ain't gonna call you, blow you up or none of that, but whenever you think about me, just hit me up. Not this one.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1.
Okay, now we clear. We locked and loaded now. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I had to get.
We got a praise. I heard music. I heard myself. I heard a lot going on. I'm like, well, goddamn.
when we did it the second time, my phone was freezing up where it was hanging up the music with the switching around stuff, so
yeah, I was confused. I'm like, it's a lot going on right now. Okay.
All right, so I got the first part already. We can go ahead and finish, you know, if you want to wrap that last part up, or you can start back over however you want to do it. I'm here with you.
We should go to the next question because
okay.
At this point, it's cool. Because it was a simple question and we were going on and on. But ain't nothing wrong with that because that's the whole point, to compensate, you know, because shit, both of us might speak for somebody else in their point of view. But do you believe that masculinity can be toxic?
So I have an opinion about, you know, when things get to, I'm going to say no.
Ooh, me too. I don't think masculinity or femininity is toxic. I'm glad to hear you say that. But I'm listening to you. I'm glad to hear you say it. Most people are like, hell yeah.
I'm from a place, I'm from North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you from?
I'm from Chicago. Well, I mean, I have been to Jamaica. I've been on the islands as well as I have been to Mississippi, but mainly Chicago because my family are from the islands and from Mississippi. They met here in Chicago, so we travel, but mainly here in the city.
Okay, so
that's where it can become a difference, right? Certain cities have an opinion about what masculinity is, and states too, you know what I'm saying? We like an older state, you know what I'm saying? We kind of, you know, this is where Big Mama is from, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the way we spread out masculinity is different than maybe, you know, an inner city child that's been around, you know, y'all
or
particular
gang
way.
Violence or, you know, exposed to different
like
shit.
Gang violence. We have more homegrown gangs versus, well, y'all probably do too as well, but what I mean by that is, let's cause you on the block, right? Mm-hmm. Here, I'm not on the block with people I don't know. We all stay in one community, you know what I'm saying? Half of us gonna be in the same neighborhood. Our grandmas know each other.
Same. We all grew up together. Same.
And so, when you be around stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, to try to cut down a tree. So you kind of get a bounce of that. Now, does some people take it far? I think, you know, it's got to be guilty on both sides. You know, if a woman do something, you know, if a man, if, so this is how it works for me. I may not be toxic when I get my first relationship, right? But this girl may teach me that, you know, she's got toxic from another guy, and then she teach me to be toxic to the point that I'm now thinking that this is how it's supposed to be. You see what I'm saying?
Or I understand that, but can I also say this? Do you feel like, because I also feel like that's like saying, oh, they changed me. I feel like life and experiences do change you, however, because I'm naturally enough like a loving, nurturing person. And okay. I've been heartbroken every which way but left, but I always attract everything from babies to animals, whether injured, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's just who I am. And honestly, I feel like nothing or no one could change the heart that I have because it always feels the need to help. And I've kind of learned to remove myself from toxic situations and things that don't serve me. So do you think it's more so of unresolved trauma or hurt feelings that people are really dealing with versus their masculinity? Because masculinity to me is not toxic. It's a beautiful thing. It's very pure. Same thing with femininity. And masculine and feminine together is magical and beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So
it's
not to cut you off, but do you think that could possibly be the reason instead of them being changed? It's trauma, you know, like hurt.
I really believe that, you know, I think that the way that Black people has been done in, you know,
society. Do you think slavery still has an effect on us? Do you think that we have problematic and shit that's having passed down from our ancestors?
Whatever happened to your great 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 grandpa, great great grandma? Was
you feel that shit?
When they seen that nigga get hung back in slavery, that shit trickled all the way down to the baby seed. As you know, people don't.
They don't understand
nobody.
It. Yep. Indeed.
The problem for me, though. Women, I'm just going to speak for what I'm around. I'm not going to call women, but I'm going to speak for me having this, asking this question to most. Women don't allow you to pass. You feel what I'm saying? They don't allow you to do that. They don't like, you start talking about this slavery and shit and the white man and all that, they be like, that shit don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Where, and this is why you would get a lot of guys, right? You see them guys that you be seeing on TV that be into the spiritual shit, going back into the past, like, yo, in 1962, we had Black Wall Street. Women don't like that.
You really think women don't like that? Why do you think that is?
Because we are copycats, right? We want to be ahead of the curve. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say some shit that may tug a little bit, but just hear me out, okay? Yeah, I remember, women are copycats for the most part when you want to go into this, you know, this, what's a leader and what's a follower, right? You know, the man's job is to lead, right? But man will lead into a woman who ain't going nowhere. You see what I'm saying? What I mean by that is, if she's talking about, let's say music-wise, right? Mm-hmm. In your car and you play, as a man, I get in the car and I want to listen to France or some shit, right? And she say, man, why you playing that old music? You know what I'm saying? Or where the case is, let's listen to some, you know, some Chris Brown. You see what I'm saying? For most of us, we got to do whatever makes, not so we got to, but it's
you know, if you beating this girl or whatever the case is, you trying to stay. You be surprised to find somebody who's willing to go, who listens to actual good music. You know what I'm saying? You be surprised, like, oh, you listen to this?
Yeah, I listen to this.
Oh, shit. Okay, bet. But the majority of most people, what does that matter today? You see what I'm saying?
But also, can't you say the same thing about who are the most promoted to be negative in the industry? I mean, it is our people, and it's only negative gang violence, rah-rah, and hypersexualized things that they even promote for us and feed to our kids. You know what I'm saying? So, we have options, but also, I feel like if the parents were broken, or because I personally was majority, like, my family tight-knit. You know, grandma's still alive. I know my great-grandma type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the fact that I was raised by older women and even my great-grandmother, which some people don't even get to experience, I may have an older soul. Or, but I've always been this way, you know, naturally rebellious, right from wrong. That's always who I've been. So just right. Because they set us up to fail as well, and people just take what they have been given, and not necessarily that they do it because that's what they choose. Because we all do have free will, but ignorance is bliss. And if we realistic, they literally teach you to be a slave in school. They teach you to go comply, work at a job, or go to prison. And they also meet a quota where our people are either taken to jail, highly policed. And what people don't really realize is that police actually come from slave hunters. You know what I'm saying? Like, those people that used to hunt down runaway slaves and this, that, and the third are the same people who are now the police force, and that's why our communities are policed so hard.
You know guess what, though? Guess what, though? Women don't give a fuck about that. This dude, listen, you had a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your son like that. He is not going to tell the woman today anything about that shit unless she is actually into that. If she not into that, you're going to lose your chance of getting some pussy.
That's crazy. I feel like that's my thing. I feel like you should raise your son the same as your daughter, so with more than values into to value themselves. Because
it's not about values. It's about what makes sense in today. That women want to be lit.
You said women want to be who? Like,
majority. All right, let's say we had to do a radio. Okay, I'm going to talk about us. Right? Mm-hmm. But remember, first of all, let's get on some, let's think about this, right? So a lot of us, you gotta remember, we came out of, two different eras of some shit, right? So we came out of the crack era, all these drug eras.
Yeah, the crack pandemic went out in the neighborhood where they put the crack in there. Either he was addicted to it, or he was selling it, and they arrested you, and that was also when they made cocaine, because other people did cocaine, but they put crack in our neighborhood.
And now think about
me for jail.
Let's think about this, right? So let's have some kids that brought up in a drug dealing family, and let's have some kids that brought up in a drug user family, right? Both of these kids, they got trauma. If their parents had got locked up,
mm-hmm.
for what they did, they now don't live the same lifestyle that they had when that was
happening. Good night.
That's the overdue, you know what I'm saying? The crackhead parents. These girls ain't got no, or guys ain't got no guidance, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen her yet.
So, with that being said, you got these type of kids out here that still defend for, like, because every drug dealer family did.
She doesn't come off the door right here. Okay, I appreciate you.
Ain't nobody really too many, you know, successful stories of a joy to the family that can take on, you know, living life. That shit don't even exist like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like 1 out of 1,000 of the families that find a way to make some money, and they actually, the whole family didn't get a hit with a Rico. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with crackhead mama or the crackhead daddy.
Yeah, that's the stereotype for us. You know what I'm saying? That's the blueprint for us. They try to promote, when in reality, black families are some of the most tight-knit families, like, all about
the families. Yeah, like, we still
healing. They always promote us in a negative light, though. That's the agenda.
Uh-huh.
the agenda is to promote us in a negative light, make everybody fearful of us, make it seem like we're aggressive, intimidated, divided, separated, when that's not really the cause. And when it is because they've been working to divide us from colorism, from the paper bag movement. Because I feel like colorism, like the light skin, dark skin, brown skin, I said it's only within our people. And that's literally the paper bag. Like, if you say somebody will look better if they was light skin, you pretty much saying your blackness is unattractive. You're saying that the closer you are to white, is more attractive. Like,
some people don't even see the subconsciousness in that. That's just like what having. That's just like with hair.
Yeah, you know, like good hair. Oh my god, you can talk about good hair. Yes, because I have locks, and people told me up and down that my hair texture when I lock. Oh, I shouldn't get locks. Oh, locks are unkept. Oh, this, and this. And it's just like, that's what you were made to believe. And I said, my hair will lock. I said, I'm a woman of color. I'm melanated. I have curly hair. My hair will lock regardless of my texture. Like, even if I can comb, whatever, I could, they're my locks. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I definitely agree. A lot of that stuff, because I say it's not any other race. And even if it is, like, everybody wants to be close to whiteness to a certain degree because they believe that it's right or righteous, because even when you look up,
really, but think about this, and I'm gonna keep it real with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who subconsciously are into that shit without actually knowing are women. I'm gonna tell you why I know this.
It's men, okay, and women. I don't think it's just women, because you can look at the passport bro movement right now, and a lot of them hate black women. Or America, or they hate their own people. And like, you can love who you want to love without, like, okay, say if your favorite fruit is apples. You don't have to say apples is better than oranges, because you could say, I love apples because they come in green, red, they sweet, they're big, they're small. I could pick it from a tree. You don't have to say how you don't like oranges. The problem that a lot of melanated women have when men date outside their race, or they don't want to be with their own people, is they try to disrespect the same place they came from. And what people really don't fail to realize is everyone come from melanated women.
All right, let me finish this. Let me start real quick, okay?
I'm listening.
Now, where I want to make it simple, because I don't want to be like I'm pinpoint female or nothing like that. I just want you to understand the subconscious part of it, or what we have to learn.
No, I understand. I know it's both of us, and then also you're a male, so you speaking from what you see and your point of view, and, you know, I'm a woman who dates men, so it's like... Also, what I do, I am around women and I talk to people, so I get it. It's all about our different points of view, what you come in contact with, where you from, your upbringing. So a lot sometimes our sides will differ regardless of the color of our skin. You know what I'm saying? Because we live two different lives, we live in two different places. So it's all about. I'm listening.
So when you say what is good hair to the average black woman, when they describing their hair, what is bad hair and what is good hair?
Good hair is healthy hair. Good hair is thick hair that is oiled, well-maintained, and well-taken care of. Now, what some people will refer to, and I will hear sometimes even men talk about good hair more than women, because you have a looser texture. They'll say, oh, I like the other women wear their real hair. They just, when they wear clip-ins and extensions, they've been doing that shit longer than we have. They created that shit. What are you talking about? So it's like motherfuckers are uneducated and brainwashed. And also, for some people, yes, it's assimilation. I know for a fact that it's places that will not hire you because of your hair. They make you feel because of your hair and ask, are you going to do your hair? Our hair naturally grows towards the sun. Our hair grows like trees. That's us. That's how we were made, because we were made in the Most High's image, okay?
But you can have a girl that don't know none of that shit you're talking about, right?
And you can have melanated people who have straight hair, blonde hair, looser texture hair, because everything and everyone comes from us. We have the Eve gene. People need to look into the Eve gene.
9, 5, you ask somebody stop using that to leave you about some shit they don't give a fuck about.
Check in. Press 2 to check out.
Make home that.
Thank you.
That it you don't have naps.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? They would look at a girl that got naps in her hair and say, she doesn't have good hair. I have good hair because
1 minute after the hour. Please,
your hair is healthy hair. It's moisturized, as well taken care of. That's what good hair is. No matter how thick it is, how short it is, how, you know, tight your curl is, good hair is healthy hair. And that's what people need to realize.
Hey, the background is getting played into our interview, so you might want to, you know what I'm saying, even pull that away from the phone, because we can pick that up. But, you know what I'm saying, we talking about just like with guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the people who does not know this. What they know is just they from the ghetto or they from, you know, what they think, you know what I'm saying, that each other likes, right? And I'm talking about that simple mind part of it, because the answer you gave me is somebody who is knowledgeable about hair. Not to a girl who thinks she's cute. She thinks she got white and black hair. She don't have nigga hair. The nigga hair is supposed to be naps and can't get combed out.
That's because that's what they want you to believe about yourself, though. They want you...
This is what I'm saying, though. But you got the women who's not thinking like that. They don't even give a fuck about it. It's just what they... So the girl I talked to, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's from Chicago, right? But guess what? Her mama and daddy is black and white. She's mixed. But her daughter is more black than she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you was to hear they thought process... Now, they good people. Beautiful people. But they thought process about long hair.
Yeah, they probably think it only comes to whiteness. Like, black people can't have long hair, healthy hair, or thick hair. Like, that's myth, like a myth to them. Like, what? That's extension. No, that's not.
By other girls? How many other girls who get picked on? Because guys, we don't pick it. You know, we don't give a fuck about whether your hair long enough. Well, you keep that shit nice and neat. However you do that shit.
I think you're kind of speaking from your perspective to a certain degree. Like, because some guys...
I'm from the South, though. I'm from the South where this shit is traumatized versus the North. I'm speaking from a Southern man.
Mm-hmm.
As in, the slave house is still in the backyard. You see what I'm saying?
I understand, because like I said, I used to go... My grandma's from Durham, Mississippi, so we still got red dirt roads, dune roads, bad roads. Like, we can't go outside alone without each other. We go in before the street lights come on. Like, it's still like that in Mississippi in certain parts. One of my cousins was found hung in a fucking the forest in the woods out there. So
it's like all over the South. You see what I'm saying?
Trust me, I understand what you mean when you talk about the South. You know what I'm saying? Southern guys love... They love, you know, husband-said women. They love, you know, women that cook. Sometimes they love their own women. So, you know what I'm saying? For sure, for sure. You know, I can totally agree with that. I can see the difference even when I go to the South versus up North, where, you know, it really can vary of what a person wants. You know what I'm saying? But when you go to the South, I'm damn near everybody cup of tea.
Like, in our region, like, we don't have, like, so let's say race, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Chicago, y'all melting pot. Maybe y'all don't get along in certain things, where the cases, but for the most part, I guarantee it's Pakistan motherfuckers, this motherfucking Jamaica. It's like probably 50 different types of everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in New York, right? But the South is not like that. It's strictly black, white, and maybe some Indians. But that's it. Maybe it may be a sprinkle, a little. Ain't no Chinatown. Ain't no damn Chinatown. Ain't no motherfucking goddamn little Haiti, no Mexico town. That's not how this shit go down here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Versus if we go to San Diego, versus if we was to go to, you know, to the more, you know, populated place. You know what I'm saying? Even in our big cities, it's strictly black, white. You know, maybe it's a little sprinkle, but I guarantee we don't have Chinatown. We don't have that same.
Yeah, like where people come from other places and they have their own little cities and spaces in your town where you contribute to them.
Yeah, like, no.
But they really did that in America, because a lot of people don't realize that, though. Well, over here, I mean, like in certain places, because they won't give loans to melanated people. However, they rather will give it to immigrants who they don't want in their neighborhoods to go into black neighborhoods. So that's really what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But how we so not diverse as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm bringing to the table when I come with information. Not really my thoughts. It's just my opinion as a man looking at it. But mm-hmm. when you bring stuff, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear this. You feel me? You sit down and listen. Like, I've been heard him like, oh, that baby got sweet old nigga hair. You know what I'm saying? You have good hair. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because, oh, you got a little white in you. You Indian. That's the first answer they go.
Nobody. That was Yeah, that was even back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be mixed race so bad. I'm Indian, when most people was really trying to say that they were Native American or Cherokee. That's what they really was referring to, because Indian is in Asia. And that's just, I'd be like, oh, you got the red dot in your forehead. I used to always say red dot, because whenever, that's the only way to really, because if I say Asia, you know, people like, oh, that's India, it's not Asia. I mean, yeah. Indians, Chinese, Asia, all that shit's over there, right in Asia, right, together. But people don't, they don't realize, they don't know. And they ask melanated too, like the Somalians, all of them, most of them are melanated people and have traveled through Africa, came from Africa. So everybody has blackness in them. Nobody is one thing. And black, not even really a race. I hate black. I always try to say melanated. Because black is a color. Everybody else got a nationality or ethnicity, a place they come from. With us, you're black. They call you color, black, you're African-American. But if a white person was born in Africa and they come to America, what are they?
African-American.
There you go. So how the fuck, I've been here, my people been here. You know what I'm saying? I'm African-American.
I am, though. And I respect that, because I be trying to... Some people don't get that technical part. They just be like, what you mean? You know what I'm saying? But like, he still can get the black. He African American. He like, the nigga, that means he get the same benefits.
There you go. People don't realize that shit. They don't.
And the reason why I started understanding that is because when I ended up getting a couple of trouble and shit. And I realized that the law was technical like that, right? Like, you can get out of murder. You can, you know, you can just prove like 2 centimeters over to the left that you wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I thought about that. I was like, well, if law was technical like that, then technical it is, it comes out of a race situation, dickhead. If I'm up here hollering that I'm black American, really, you don't even get to put that on your test anyway. First of all, why do y'all even know that I'm black, white, or Chinese? You know what I'm saying? Or
it don't matter, but that's because it's a separation and a division, the same way with like your social security number, and how most of us have an even number or a zero in our middle number. So yeah, it's a tracking thing to keep us divided, and really keep track of us. That's really yes.
This country ain't become as powerful as if it wasn't before them. Like, you think they would have had intelligent? Think about this, bro. With them having like they whole FBI and shit was doing nothing but watching black people try to get out of poverty. They just get better at it as the years go by. You like, well, damn.
See, yeah, you still clocked in. You can clock. So which one of y'all send? Cause if she doing rounds, okay. So one of y'all needs to. Okay, well you can clock out then. Okay, you can go do the rounds. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm at work. That's what I was saying. I was like, I'm at work, so we can either do it in the morning or tonight. But you can crop or edit that part out, because we won't actually talk about nothing. Like, if that's possible, shorten. I'm pretty sure you can edit it and shorten shit or cut parts.
I ain't even tripping. I like raw footage like that, because the way my radio station is, it is raw footage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah, when you get raw footage, people feel like, you know, so they right there beside you versus
facts.
You know, facts. If I was doing like a TV show or something, then I'd cut it. But this right here, when they ride in the car, I want them to be able to be like, well, dude, I feel her on that. Well, she at work too.
My brother didn't have a radio. Hold on. You said both of them, or you just need the outside door? Okay. Say it on the radio now. Ask someone to say housekeeping to DeVoe. You're welcome, hon. Hey, baby. Hey, I love you. You're so extra. Jesus Christ. So you still didn't say hey loud. But, yeah, I'm listening to you all about it. Like I said, I'm at work. That's why I was just like, I know I can do it. That's why I went to do it while I was, like, at the crib, where it's less distractions, less interference. So that you have my undivided attention, for sure. But it's more, definitely, like, I'm listening to you, though, so... You were saying that a lot of people don't have the same mindset. Like, you speaking from your perception of what you being from down south and your interactions.
Yeah, so, like, just the whole thing is this right here, right? The problem is that a lot of us didn't feel like they did good in school. So, you know, doing what they do emotionally is with, like right now, right? I think the whole fucking America is just cheating on each other, right?
Right.
But the only reason why they cheating on each other is just because they don't want to feel left out about some shit. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that, like, oh, if I love you, that means you gonna cheat on me. But if you love me, that means I'm gonna cheat on you. You know what I'm saying? And I realized this, I was like, yo, I was like, what kind of shit is
this? You lost me? Listen, you hit me up here, lost words. Like, that's crazy.
And I was sitting here to myself, right? Like, I done been everything in the playbook, right? From a player to... But I knew in my heart that I always wanted a family, right? Mm-hmm. That's something I know for a fact that I still crave to this day, right? But then I also noticed that I was like, why I gotta be a fucking, you know, because I'm from the streets, right? So when I thought about this, right, I was like, yo. And I seen this two sides happen, right? I was like, yo, why in the fuck I gotta be an asshole to this girl? And she give me, not say everything I want, I'm gonna just say, you know what I'm saying, it's just this certain connection that comes with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I be a good dude, it's like, it drives your pussy up. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, and I know what you mean, geez. Some people definitely like that, for sure, for sure. I mean, I feel like this generation in general is toxic as fuck, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
But I just, my whole thing was like, well, damn. That means I would have to be, cause you gotta think about this, what this do to guys, right? You're not gonna have a race of guys trying to change the fucking world if you don't get turned on by a nigga trying to do something good.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So it's not,
that's what people used to shit. Either with parents, broken families, broken relationships, all type of shit.
Let me hold on that right there. With that.
Hold on one second. DeVoe, you can come clock out. Trevor Leaf as hell. I'm listening.
But I don't even think it's that, right? I think whatever happened with slavery, because when we didn't have nothing, it made our family come together. But with them controlling, you know, the people, these people controlling certain things.
Time is 14 minutes after the hour. Please enter your
age.
Enter 9.
All right.
Press 1 to check in. Press
1 got between.
I see that you did not clock out of your shift on Monday.
We have to be acting like we're thugs in order for her to stay attracted to her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the fucked up part of it is you from a place where you, the thought, I'm talking about outside of the state, right? Of where you from.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be known for murder capital, one of the murder capital cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your question, why would it be a murder capital then?
Shit, everywhere. I mean, people die every day, all the time. I just feel like certain areas, certain groups of people, they exploit more. That's all. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I said, we are police the highest. So if we police and watch the highest, of course. You know what I'm saying? Then honestly, if we gonna keep it 100, only reason that we even know about shit that white people do is because they do wild shit like mass shooting where they slaughter motherfuckers and they ain't got no other choice but to put it on the TV. You know how much shit they sweep under the rug?
Right.
So I feel like, but I can't not acknowledge the fact that.
Hey, Trey. Hey, bro, turn up like every day though, man. Like,
boom,
ain't no motto, man. Silver bat shit, nips. Silver bat ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out, like we Ali. Coming in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silver bat ENT, we the fucking greatest. Niggas talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us. They can't fuck with me, nah, they can't fuck with us. Nigga wanna talk shit,
put them in the tuck. I don't give a fuck, bitch, you know I'm going, bitch. And every day, bitch, I'm living rich up in this shit. Beat my damn mama, I don't give a fuck. Take care of shit just like I'm supposed to. Nigga talk shit, I got a lot of attitude. Motherfucker, put your ass in the zoo. Bounce back, and I bounce back, bitch. And I'm going all day with my fucking kin. Fuck with him, we can get the drama. I ain't playing, motherfucker, bitch, I saw the drama. Better ask your mama. Going in up in the bitch, and I don't give a fuck. Top shit, bitch, I'ma hit you up. Real shit, don't give a fuck. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out, like we Ali. Going in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Nigga talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us. And I do this shit about every night. Tryna do this shit and live right. Got drama coming in my back to back. Don't give a fuck, just get a yak. Pull it back. Up in the car when I hit the right. See a nigga 130 when we do the night. You already know how it fucking go. Pop a bottle, fuck a goddamn hoe and kick her in a rope. Going in about every day and every fucking night. Nigga talk shit, I pop a shit just like a Sprite. In the fucking hood, going in about every day. Nigga talk shit, slap that bitch up in the face. AK-47 with the clip, air the mag. Hit that nigga in the face, try to pay me like a bag. I don't give a fuck, bitch, I'm going thin, spending like a Taz. I don't give a fuck, little nigga, ah. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out, like we Ali. Going in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Nigga talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us.